Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This is Ex-Virgin, and I'm your host, Carter Cruz, here to explore the world of sex and relationships in a unique way. I promise to make you laugh and share all the best tips. Headphones in, because this is about to get wild. This episode is sponsored by Woo More Play.
I have no dating apps.
No dating apps?
Never been on them ever.
Not a single one?
Not a single one.
Really?
No. But I do help all my friends on their dating apps. So it's not really.
All my guy friends, I'm like, yo, give me your profile. I'll write some fun. Because I'm always like, what are you looking for? Okay, wait. Actually, before we get into this, I feel like we're about to get into a good topic. So
Yeah.
It's my friend Katie.
Hey, guys.
And she's a civilian.
Yeah, that's the best way I like to describe to like all my industry friends is like, I'm the one that has a like normal real job.
My friend asked me who I was having on the pod today. And I was like, oh, like my friend Katie, she's a normal person.
Yeah, exactly.
In the sense of like, you have a normal job, but you're obviously just like me. So
yeah, no.
I wouldn't say totally normal.
No. Definitely not. I think growing up in LA just excludes that whole kind of.
Oh, you grew up here?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Born and raised.
Oh, okay. You're just like West Coast vibes all day.
The chaos started at a young age.
Do you say like hella?
No. I'm from LA. I'm not from the
that's
Bay.
That's a NorCal thing. Yeah. Okay. I know.
Yeah. No, I've been in LA my whole life. So I've been involved in the chaos for a long time.
You had like my dream life growing up. I like used to beg my dad to move to LA. I'd be like, please, I'll never. I was like 8 years old. I was like, I'll never break a single rule if we just move to Los Angeles. Like, are you kidding me? Like, if I grew up in fucking Los Angeles, you think at 15 I wouldn't have been like the biggest nightmare of all time? Being like, yeah. I'm going to Warwick.
Yeah, that was my life. Like going to clubs at the age of like 16 or 17. 100%.
Oh, I read the articles. I was like living vicariously through them. I was like, oh my God, I want to do it. Promising my dad, I'll never break one rule.
And funny enough, I went to an all girls private Catholic school, the same one birth kids go to.
Really? Yeah. Well, you went to the same one?
Same one.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
That's why I like laugh sometimes when I hear him talk about it. I'm like, oh, I fucking used to run that joint like all the time. I was like, I wish he knew what it was like back then.
Oh,
he probably wouldn't have liked his girls going there.
Oh yeah, Catholic school. Honestly, any parent who puts their kids in Catholic school, I'm like, I mean, did you not know?
The way that I like to say it is there's the people who go there by choice and they're fucking weird, or the people who get sent there, which was me, you know? So it's like,
I feel like honestly all the people I know who went to Catholic school are like the most fun people I've ever met.
Oh yeah, because it was unhinged.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, finally I get to like be free.
Yeah, imagine LA. I went to school with like celebrities' kids. Yeah. And like I was like doing a bunch of drugs with.
Like, so what do they like? Okay, so it would be different. Like, I'm from the South. Like, I mean, it was already like a big deal about like to teach evolution like in public schools, right? They'd be like, oh my God. Because even though it's like a public school, it's the South. So you have a lot of people going like, no, no, no. Like, we don't like you teach this like as a theory.
Yeah.
So in California, I would assume we'd be like a much different mindset. So like, how is that different in like Catholic schools? Like, you know, I mean, obviously it's Catholic school, but like it's got to be a little bit more open-minded than some, right?
I don't know, because I had nuns as teachers. So I'm not the best person for that. It was chaos. I would say that because it's like, you know, one day you're being taught by a nun and the next you're going to a lingerie party at 16 with like the UCLA basketball team. So, I mean, it was just up and down, you know?
UCLA is going to, like, put a flag on this episode.
That never happened.
Like, are you insane? My friend the other day was telling me, like, he's a guy. So he was like, yeah, we went to this, like, you know, I was like 17, went to this frat party because I, like, knew somebody. It was, like, another senior year of high school.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, oh, it's so crazy that we got to experience this when we were 17. I'm like, oh, well, as a girl, you can do that anytime.
Anytime. I'd be
like, I was like 15 and I was going to like the university. I was like 20 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
You'd go there. And I remember I would tell everyone I was a freshman at this other college that I actually did end up going to that was like an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
And you'd just be like, oh, yeah, I'm a freshman at ECU. And I was like actually 15 years old. And then I remember this guy's like, oh, you want a beer bong? And I was like, yeah, I can do that. And then I couldn't. I was like, it's coming too fast. And I spit it all over this guy. And then, like, of course, you get drunk enough and you're like, yeah, I'm actually like 15. And they're all like, oh, my God, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. No, it was very chaotic, but it was kind of fun. Like, hanging out with Lakers and going to clubs with them and, you know, getting into bar fights at a young age. But it was... shaped me to the person I am. Yeah,
been in a fight.
Once I was like 25, I was like, okay, I got to stop fighting because it's a little ghetto now. Like, it's not who I want to be.
Okay, so you've actually been like in a fight.
Yeah, the most memorable one.
Yeah, I need to know.
This is a great story. This is top 10 stories. I was out one night at. God, I can't even remember the club because it doesn't even exist anymore. But we were out at a club and I don't really want to name his name, but we were with a professional basketball player and he is very notorious for a fight scene in the NBA.
Or you can say it, we can beep it out. Just so I know, but also I probably wouldn't know because I'm like dumb about sports.
Yeah, well.
You can tell me after. It will like mean the same to me as it does now.
Yeah, so we were at a club. And some girls were trying to get at our table and we were just drunk slob kebabs and we're like, no, you can't come up to our table, you know, and it hit them the wrong way. So they tried to pull my friend's hair like on the dance floor. And then I was like, you're so stupid. Like in heels, I'm like 6'2". Like you're like 5'4" in heels. And he was like, okay, we got to go, guys. We got to go. This isn't looking good. We go outside and the girl comes out again and she's like coming up to me. And she, like, slightly punched me in the face. Not even anything hard. And I was like, I went crazy. I was like, wow, you're so stupid. And I grab her by the hair and I just start punching her. TMZ comes out because I was with him. And I was like, fuck, am I going to be on World Star? Like, had to call out.
World Star back in the day.
Yeah. And I was a nanny at the time. So I was like, okay, I needed to call out of work the next day because I had bruised fists. And I was like, okay, this is where I'm. Not gonna fight anymore. But we got into the limo. Who doesn't limo anymore? But we got into the limo and he's like,
casinos.
He's like, yo, I didn't know I brought the ratchet girl from the valley. And I was like, sir, you have literally the most notorious fight in the NBA. Like fighting like fans in the stand. Like, don't come for me. And he's like, you're right.
He's like, yeah, I've been there. I've never fought anyone and I always wonder, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, like I think the thing that I would have, like, my, like, gift I would have in a fight, is, like you said, it's being scrappy and being, like, absolutely feral.
Yeah.
Like, I would go, for me to be mad enough, because, it's like, you know, I was raised in the South, you know, like, we don't solve problems that way. Like, you know, so like, yeah. That's not my immediate go-to.
Yeah.
So for me to be mad enough to like try to fight someone, I would have to be so fucking mad, because I've been so mad so many times and I've never really done it. So yeah. I would have to be so pissed. But I think that would make me kind of like crazy and good at it.
Yeah.
Is that I'd be like, I would just be so fucking psycho, because to get me to that point to like want to punch anybody,
yeah.
I'd have to be in such a level of insanity. And I think that I'd be like someone who's like pulling girls' hair and just like kneeing them in the fucking teeth. Like,
yeah. The only thing you need is just to be blacked out. Like, yeah. that's the only thing you really need that will get you to that point. So, cheers to that.
Honestly, that could be about a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
You're like, I thought I could never do it. And then I got blacked out.
Like anal for the first time. Seriously.
Wait, okay, were you blacked out the first time?
Oh,
you
had anal? To be. I was like, this is just not. Like, my boyfriend of 6 years had to like beg me. And I was like,
how old were you?
God, I had to be like 19 or 20. Yeah.
Had you had like a finger in your butt?
Yeah. But
you,
a finger
you like
is very
it?
Different than a huge dick. Okay.
I guess. I don't know. I just feel like I like love the finger.
Yeah.
So when like my boyfriend at the time asked, I was like, okay. I'm just like, what if it's weird? Like,
yeah.
That was my main concern. But I was definitely a little drunk.
Yeah.
I think trying anything new sexually, and like, not that you have to be a little bit drunk, but if you do drink, it is like nice to like have like a couple. Like, I don't think you should be like so drunk, because then you might do some stuff that you don't like.
Yeah.
But like, you know, sometimes it's just like, it's even like now, like being on this podcast, sometimes I like to have a drink or two, because then I'll be more comfortable.
Yeah.
You
know? No, exactly. I mean, it was not romantic at all. It was in the back of a car. So
I miss car sex though. Do you not?
You know what? I went on a date a couple months ago, and I ended up like blowing him in the car. And I was like, wow, this really brought me back, you know? like before you had your own place. Like,
yeah, were you were like, oh, you're going to have to go home, like see people, like whether yeah. it's your parents. I don't know. And I will say too, I feel like that position of like being in a back seat and being on top as a girl.
Oh, yeah.
And like, it's great, because I feel like if you do like cowgirl position where a guy's laying down, then they want you to do more of the like bounce on the dick.
Yeah.
But if they're sitting up straight, then like you can't really do that. So it's more about like the like grinding, like closeness.
Yeah.
And I think that like car sex might be like one of the times that like women can get the most like clit action.
100%.
Or like couch sex, but then you gotta like talk your dude into it. I feel like in the car, it's just like, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no room.
I feel like some of the best sex I've ever had has been in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And then the same guy, I was like, okay, he was young. So I was like, oh, this is just like your thing, you know? Like, I'm never gonna talk to you again. You're 25. Like, this is just not an option. But I was like, wow, this really brought me back. This is great. And I was like, I don't have to talk to you after this. Like, you can just get me off in the car. And it's so hot, you know. I was in a parking lot by my house. Like, I'm not even far. I just didn't want to bring him inside. I'm like, I don't want you to stay.
Well, you don't want him to stay. Yeah,
no. Exactly. And I was like, and I don't want you to sleep over. I don't know. Like, I'm past that point. Like, I know what I want. It's not going to be you. So you can stay around for the dinner.
Well, staying over is a lot.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's one reason why I like never really want to have like threesomes with like me and my partner, because I'll be like, we'll like meet a girl and I'm like so into it. But then I'm like, I start panicking, because as a woman, I care a lot about her feelings. Right.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about the next day when I wake up and I'm hungover. If it's someone that I know and I like and genuinely feel comfortable with, like,
yeah.
Fuck it, you could stay at my house. I'm just thinking about myself waking up hungover as fuck on like a Sunday morning.
Not
and there's just like some girl I don't really know there. And I feel like I'd be like, and I know how I am as a person. Like, I always am pretty good at feeling the vibe of when I should get the fuck out.
Yeah.
But a lot of
people do not.
People are not good at it.
Yeah. And then you have to take into account their like Postmate order. Like, I don't want to order you food either. I can't even decide what I want. You know, it's like, let's add another head in the mix.
Or you have your like normal Sunday order, and now you're like, oh God, I forgot that other girl's here.
Like, yeah, and she's fucking vegan. Like, I don't want your avocado toast.
I woke up at 9:45 and I'm so stoked because I can finally just order a fucking Chick-fil-A breakfast.
Exactly. And then you realize it's Sunday.
And then she's like, well, I don't eat chicken. And I'm like, well. Jesus Christ. Like, yeah. I didn't ask you to be. I mean, you came, whatever. It's all good.
Yeah.
Are you not entertained?
Exactly.
Like, bro, I can't, like, give you a place to sleep for the night. Fuck you. And then give you, like, the perfect fucking breakfast. Yeah. And, like, that's so much. And that's I'd rather, like, go to someone else's house to fuck always.
Me too.
Because then I'll be, like, at the end of it, you just I'm going to leave whenever you want.
Yeah.
People at your own house. What's your, like, what's the craziest thing you've ever had to do when you had to, like, kick someone out of your house where you're, like, you're just done?
Oof. Okay. This is bad. But, okay, I'm going to preface this by saying, guys at this age, they completely, like, want a wife. And I'm like, not there yet. So it's like they come over, they think like having sex, and they're like some aren't, but like some of them pretend they aren't that way. And they actually do want to like, oh, cuddle, stay. And they're like, oh, you're going to make me breakfast in the morning, right? Like, no, bitch. No, that's not happening. So one time a guy, well, not just a guy, he was a boyfriend at one point. And he was trying to come over to my house. And I just, like, was ignoring him. And I was like, no, you know what? Like, I just, like, don't feel like having sex with you tonight. And my friend, my ride or die. Like, I can get her to lie to the grave, you know? Like, and she will ride that story with me till the end of time. And we still laugh about it today. Like, she's like, oh, remember, like, he kept calling you to come over. And then you were like, yeah, it's not happening. And I was like, yeah. She ended up calling him because she was like, leave her alone. Like, it's too much. Like, you're being too much. And he was like, oh, okay, well, why? What's going on? What's going on? And she's like, oh, like, her grandma died. So he was really shocked when she died, like, 5 years later. But it was really fucked up. But I had no choice because he was, like, outside my house. And he's like, oh, I'm not there. And she's like, I see you. And you know what?
So he was really shocked when she actually died 5 years later.
Yeah, but whatever.
But she had your back.
Always.
That's a girl's girl. You need those.
Always. And we still laugh about it all the time. Like, even when... Like, we used to have recordings of me being like, oh, I'm just so sick. Like, you can't come over tonight. And then we, like, go out to a party or something. I'm like, I'm never telling the truth to these men. They don't deserve that.
Oh, no. I mean, like, I'm a person, like, I don't lie, like, ever. Like, first, because I generally feel, like, incredibly guilty.
Yeah.
Like, if I care about anyone at all, like, even, like, the silliest little lie that doesn't really seem, like, it makes me feel so bad.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't normally lie. But when I do, it is because I have assessed every situation and I've decided that it's the best thing for everybody. And, like, it's just, like, one of those things where you're just, like, okay, like, there's nothing good that can come out of, like, telling the truth.
Yeah.
And then I embody it. I become it. I am it.
Just committed.
Oh, I commit to the bid so fucking hard. And, like, literally, like, there's things that I've, like, years later, I have to remember, like, oh, yeah, I, like, fully lied about that.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, it's not, like, it's never, like, an evil intention. It's just one of those things where it's, like, honestly, like, kind of a dumb thing.
Yeah.
That's not going to make anybody happy. Like, it's not like I'm telling a man, like, oh, I love you and I want to marry you, but, like, I'm fucking all his friends. Like, that's, yeah, like, a shitty lie. Like, yeah, that's a terrible lie. This is, like, someone that, like, maybe you, like, met and you haven't started dating yet and you, like, fucked a, like, friends with benefits, like, the night before you started dating. Yeah. And, like, he probably didn't need to know about that one time. You know, it's, like,
yeah.
And you just commit to it. And to me, I just, like, I don't know, I embody it, I am it, and then that is. And sometimes I kind of forget that it's even a lie because it
You're
is my
so
truth.
You're so devoted. Yeah.
Right.
No.
Because I because it wasn't a lie that was, like, evil. It was not intended to, like, manipulate anybody. It was just intended to, like, it was just like, I didn't do anything wrong. And, like, it doesn't actually hurt you. And, like, the only thing that would cause a problem is me, like, telling you the truth, you know?
Yeah.
Which, like, okay, so my ex, who is a psychopath.
I know that.
I know it sounds like, you know, like everyone says that, but, like, actually, truly was. He was married the whole time we were dating. I did not know that, obviously. But I feel like he taught me a lot of things. It's crazy because I look back and I go, what an insane person to, like, teach me things about relationships. Because sometimes he would tell me, he was like, hey, like, he was 10 years older than me. And he would be like, you know, listen, like, sometimes when people, like, tell the truth, it's not because it's what is best for everyone. It's because they feel guilty and they want to get it off their chest.
Yeah.
And honestly, he has a point. Right. You know, I really is like, because I was always a person that would always be like, I will always tell the truth.
Yeah.
Always. And then you realize, like, and then he kind of pointed that out to me and I was like, damn, that's kind of, like, fucked up. Like, you're right. Like, maybe a lot of times I've told the truth is because I want to free myself fully from guilt. And it doesn't really make anyone's life better or make me a better person. It just makes me feel less bad.
Yeah.
But then I found out years after we broke up that he was married the whole time. And so now sometimes I, like, think about what he said.
Yeah.
But then I'll be like, oh, that piece of shit. You know? Like,
yeah.
And I've been actually struggling with that over the last year because I've been like, sometimes I'm like, oh, like, this person, like, doesn't need to know that.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, it does nothing for anybody. There was nothing, like, a huge, like, breach of confidence.
Yeah.
So it just feels like, but then I'm like, oh, but also the person who, like, kind of taught me that was like, it's because they were trying to cover up a massive part of their life.
Okay. Speaking of married individuals, this is, like, the best story ever. So, like, I'd say the past year, I've been reframing from men in general just because I'm, like, dating when you're older, I've countless guys married, married, married. And, like, I find out later, well, one of them I knew, like, but whatever. Well, one of them had a girlfriend. That was a different story. But I was first, so I kind of felt like she, like, came onto my territory, but whatever.
Well, exactly. I'm a girl's girl, but like, listen, if I don't know you, it's not my responsibility. It's not my relationship.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
But so I had my first one night stand because they always come back for more. But my first one night stand in Scottsdale on a girl's trip, was it last year? I think it was last year. And it was great. It was great. Okay. So we went to a bar. We thought we were like with these normal guys. And we were like, oh, are you guys celebrating, like, bachelor party? Like, what's going on? Trying to pry, you know, see if they're married or not. None of them were wearing rings, by the way. So they're like, no, just a birthday. Just a birthday. And I was like, okay. I'm going to take it for face value, you know? And this guy was cute. Like, I was drunk, but I was like, okay. Like, you're like, funny enough to get me naked, you know? So it's like...
funny enough to get me naked, I wish I'd... name the podcast that.
Yes. No, seriously, like, literally in your 30s, all it takes is, like, you know, a good dinner and, like, something that makes you laugh enough to, like, make you naked. Like, I swear to God, no one has good humor these days. So, like, if I don't have to hold the weight in the relationship of being the funny one, like, you're in, you know?
Because you are funny. Yeah. It's really, you have to be just funnier than me.
Yeah. Well, just, like, maybe my equal. Because, like, if you can make me laugh, like, game over. But he was cool. So we ended up, like, parting ways after the bar. And then he texted me and was like, do you want to come over? And I was like, sure. And I was like, have zero regard for my safety when I'm drunk. So I parted ways with my girlfriends and was like, I'm going to this guy's house. And they're like, what? And I was like, yeah. Like, bye. Ubered there. he gave me the code to let myself in because he was behind me with his guy friends. And I was like, what if I'm a serial killer? Like,
I really love that, though.
And then I...
He threw all caution to the wind. That makes me, like, wet as fuck.
I know. I was like, oh, I'm going to, like,
get on my... Are you crazy?
Yeah, me I'm going to get on my knees for this one, you know? So I let myself in, and naturally I had to do, like, an MTV Tours crib, like, on my phone. And I FaceTimed my friend, and I was like... Welcome to my new crib. And she's like, where the fuck are you? And I was like, oh, I'm going to fuck this guy. He's a cop, by the way. So I was like secretly hoping he has some handcuffs with him. And I was like, I'm going to fuck a cop. Like, who cares? Like, America, you know? So I go to his house. And after I do like a full tour, like searching through suitcases too, I was like, I need to figure out, like, am I getting killed tonight? You know?
Right, you're just like casually, like, where's like, the gun stash?
Sprawl out on the couch. And when they walk in, I'm like, oh, like, hey, didn't know you were here. But yeah, first one night stand, ended up leaving. And he's like, lives in California, not in LA, but he's like in Temecula area, right? And I was like, he was like, oh, we can like hang out. And I was like, okay, like maybe, like you're cool enough, I guess. Like I'll go wine tasting, and if you're cool in the area, enough. Like I'll like come say hi, you know? And this is where it went downhill.
Oh God.
So,
oh no.
So he starts sending me pictures of like his motorcycles and stuff. He's like, oh, I'm going to take you on my motorcycle. First of all, I'm like, okay, like not for me, but whatever. Like you can go fast. Cool.
Like my mother would kill me.
Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, I don't really want to die, but okay. So my friend, she's in insurance. This could be super illegal, so I don't know. But she's like, do you want me to run his plates? And I was like, yeah. In the matter of like, and I was in real estate at the time, so I can easily like check people's information, also might be illegal. So so she pulls his plates.
Like theoretically, she yeah. could, but she wouldn't.
Yeah. So she pulls his plates and goes, oh, there's like a girl on his like policy. And I was like, oh. And I was like, maybe he's got a kid. Like, I don't know. And I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna search. I was like, what's the address associated with the plates? I was like, I'll look it up. So I looked up the address, how he acquired title on his deed of his house. Married man. I was like, by the way, I found this out on my lunch break. Like, this was in a span of 30 minutes right. at work. Like,
oh, like, I feel like women, like, we can hunt it down.
I'm the FBI. Like,
honestly, I mean, with my ex, like, the only reason, like, I mean, he told me he had told me he was separated in the process of getting a divorce.
Yeah.
I was 23. Yeah. Now I would never believe that. But like yeah. at 23, why would I not believe that? Yeah. I had no reason to believe someone, because first of all, I wasn't like trying to date this man. I was just trying to have sex with him.
Exactly.
So it wasn't like I was withholding, yeah. going like, oh, well, like you can only like have sex with me like yeah. once you like promise to love me forever. Like that was not it. I was like, exactly. why don't we just have casual sex? And he was like, no, I like love you, but I'm like, you know, separated from this woman. And I was like, okay, like that seems like a lot.
Yeah.
And then you find out all this shit, but like, I don't know. Yeah. Ugh.
This was like a 20-minute span too, so it was like rolling real fast. And like me and my friend, I'm on FaceTime at work in like a corporate office in Beverly Hills, and I'm like, oh, this motherfucker. I was like, should we go to his house? And I was like, no.
You're literally overheard LA right now.
Yeah, no, literally. And I was like, wow, this is fucking nuts. And I was like, I'm just gonna like bring up her name in conversation or something because I think
it's
hilarious.
And he never even mentioned that he was with her at all.
No.
He didn't even, like, or at least my ex, like, pretended it was his ex.
No.
Even though she was, like, married to him.
No. But, like. Single as a Pringle, he said. So.
Ah!
But, I mean, like, who cares? I really didn't expect to see him after the one night. I was like, ooh, you know, like, my first one-night stand. And Scotty, like, I'm coming back forever. But no, I was just like, you know what? Whatever. Who cares? Literally never talked to him ever again. But it's like a reoccurring theme as you're older. Like, I swear to God, the past three concerts I've been to, like, guys have been hitting on me in front of their girlfriends. And I'm like, am I being recruited for a third? Like, what's going on?
Dude, I think that's like kind of a thing. Yeah. Is like, which always is like, honestly, to me, as someone who's like into women and like I'm down with like bringing in a third, I always think like I should be the driving factor.
Yeah.
And anytime like my like partner's been the driving factor.
Yeah.
Not that like, you know, it makes me uncomfortable or anything. It's more that I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
Like it's not about how I feel. To me, it's about how the girl we're bringing home feels.
Yeah.
And if she's not like super into me, because like I know I will take care of her.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like if I'm going to like bring home a girl to my home and like I'm going to have sex with her and my like man's going to have sex with her.
Yeah.
But then it needs to mean that like I am so committed to making her comfortable. And
oh
if I'm
God.
Just like vaguely annoyed.
That's so sweet.
No, I mean, like, you think it's sweet, but I'm sure, like, you know, my partner hates it because that's why I, like, turn down so many girls because I'm just like, oh, I can't care about her enough.
Yeah.
You know?
No, see, I'm the opposite. I'm a douchebag. I am quite literally a douchebag.
Like, with women?
No, just in general.
Oh, because with men, huge douchebag. With women, I panic.
I don't know.
Because I know I've been there. And I'm just like, I want them to feel comfortable to sleep at my house, but I also don't want them to stay too long. But I just like, I just think about it so differently. Coming in, bringing someone in for a threesome gives me so much anxiety. And I remember like, so my ex, the crazy one who was married, we met this girl out in New York City. And she was like, she and I were really flirting. And he was doing a really good job of like, letting us have the vibe, but like coming in occasionally.
Yeah.
Just and like in. Being like, oh, I'm hot and like cool, but like not like stepping on the vibe that she and I had.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, okay. Like I've had threesomes, but a lot of them have been for work and shit. So I was like, this was like someone I actually care about. And I was like, I'm actually really into this. But I told him, I said, don't give her one more shot. Cause I could tell she was fucked up. I mean, I was fucked up too. Everyone's fucked up.
Yeah.
But I was like, the thing I'm not gonna do is ever like bring someone home that I can tell is like a little too drunk. And so, and he like ended up bringing everyone a shot and she took one. And I was like, I think that's like done for me because I could just like tell she was super fucked up.
Yeah.
So I was like, we should just take her home. And I was really into it, and, like, it was such a vibe, and we took her home, and then I got a text in the morning. She was like, wait, why did you guys take me home? I'm like, I felt like it was probably fine.
She didn't make the cut for the roster.
Well, like, I mean, like, I felt like it was, you know, like, you felt like it was, like, probably fine. Like, she'd been into me all night. She had a little flirting with, like, my dude, whatever. Like, it felt like everything was, like, probably good, but I just knew she'd had too much to drink, and I don't know her, so... I was thinking is, like, what if she wakes up in the morning and regrets all of this? And, like, I don't want to be a person that, like, instigated, like, supported any of that. So I just was like, I'd rather take her home. I don't know her. Like, but she was like, why did you take me home? I was, like, so into you guys. I was like, I'm sorry. I just, like, as a woman, like, I just felt like it wasn't – I felt like you weren't in a headspace. Like, if I knew you, like, there's, like – for like, I'm sure you're the same way. It's like me. It's like there's times I might seem fucked up, but like people would know like she's fine.
Yeah,
she can handle herself. But I just didn't know her, so I was just like, oh, like I that would be the worst thing ever to like put someone in that position. And turns out that girl's actually fucking crazy. But I didn't know that. I met her that night. And I was just thinking, like, oh, my God. Like, what if she wakes up and goes, like, well, I was just out that night because I was trying to make my ex-boyfriend jealous. And now I'm in bed with, like, three other people.
Yeah.
And maybe she'd feel fucking weird. And, like, that's why, like, I will always be, like, the worst threesome girlfriend of all time. Because I'm always concerned so much about the woman. I'm like, okay, so, like, how have you been lately? Like, you feeling good? Like, do you need water? Like, do we need to like call your dad, like your mom, like your aunt, your grandma, like
your
who's
dog.
Your support who's your support system? Also, like, please, are you not gonna hang around too long tomorrow? Because I'm also looking out for my own health.
See, I'm not that nice, I feel like. like I always, first of all, I've never had a threesome, but I totally would. But it would not be, like, I could never do two dicks. Like, that's just too much work. I would definitely do, like, a hot girl. I just, like, have such an appreciation for women. I think they're so beautiful. But at the same time, like, my old roommate, we actually almost had a threesome together. We got, like, blacked out at brunch. And she's like, was fucking this really hot black guy at the time. And then I was like, I don't even know his name. Like, bring him over. And like, we continued drinking at home, which was never a good idea. And it's like, you know, 2 p.m. on a Sunday. Like, it's Jesus's day. Like, why the fuck are we off the hinges? And we're like on our balcony, like in our underwear and like singing with music and taking pictures. Like, I have all these videos.
Sounds like a perfect day.
All these videos, so unhinged. And I was like, what the fuck's wrong with us? And first of all, we met because we were in Vegas and I was, you know, with all my guy friends after I was just like out of a 6-year relationship. And they're like, Katie, you have to come with us. And I was like, okay. I was like, this is a guy's trip though. This feels a little like rapey. I don't know. And they're like, no, like, you're fine. We've known you for like 10 years. Like, you're going to be just part of the guys. And I was like, okay. So like, everyone got too fucked up at the table and no one was drinking. And I was like, we have like a $10,000 minimum. Like, this is not happening. So I was like, I'm going to go in the herpes pool and I'm going to pull out the hottest group of girls for you guys. Like, you're welcome. And so like, I went in the pool and pointed to this girl and said, you. And she goes, I'll do anything for you. Fast forward, that becomes my roommate. She was moving from Colorado to LA to be my roommate. Fast forward a couple years later.
You said you.
I was like, you. First of all, like, my titties were out. So it's like, you know, it's, you know, 80% my tits and then 20% the personality. Like, it's like dazzling.
Like, you're fine and genuine.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, you come with me. Like, don't worry. I will never roofie you. Like, you're fine.
You said that like it was like a fake thing, but I know you meant it genuinely.
Oh yeah. No, I was like,
I will never roofie you.
I was like, these guys are pussies too. They're not going to roofie you. And if they do, I'll punch them in the throat. You know, like, so she ends up moving to LA. Best roommate for only a year. Like, there's no way we could have done more than a year because we both would have been in a lot of trouble. But we got too many mimosas at brunch, and then it turned into tequila shots at home. And next thing you know, we're in our underwears, and I was like, tell him to come over. Like, let's get fucked. And then we fell asleep in bed. Woke up to 15 missed calls, like a note on the front door. And I was like, oh shit.
Isn't it like iconic when you just like really just, you just sleep?
Yeah.
And you're like,
disregard,
oh my God.
Men. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. And you're like, wow, that was like so refreshing.
Yeah.
I was wake like, up and you're like 8 hours of sleep and zero trauma.
Yeah. No, we,
my God.
We woke up, looked at each other, we started laughing. And then I was like, you want to go to Benihana? And she's like, yeah.
Ooh, you want to go there right now?
Yeah.
We also, can you, I mean, tell people how to find you if you want them to or don't. Whatever. Yeah.
Always.
I knew you had kind of like a vaguely normal job. So
I don't know. I do.
Like, my friends who are like entertainers, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, plug your shit. And then my friends who have normal jobs, I'm like, you cool with like, you know?
Yeah. No, I think it's funny. I think it's really funny because like all my good friends are somewhat in the industry some way. And I'm like, don't worry, guys. You're all transplants. Like, I was raised here. I was like, it gets old. I promise you. Like, eventually you're going to hit the threshold and you're going to, like, you know, either do a podcast or.
Yeah, I've been here 10 years.
Exactly.
The podcast had to happen.
Yeah, we're getting OnlyFans. And, you know, the market's down right now. So
I know. Well, the OnlyFans is, like, you know, been around for forever.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I did it.
I mean, I was like the OG OnlyFans life. So.
Yeah. I like to say I'm old fashioned because I just send them for free, which is like not great because I could be capitalizing off of it. But I'm like, you know what? Like, I just send them for free.
Honestly, like you should, because I feel like I didn't want to do any of that like person to person stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I've like probably killed like. I probably could have made like fucking like half a mil that I like didn't make because I was like, oh, I feel weird like flirting with people I've never known on the internet, which is insane because you can literally see me get butt fucked on the internet. So it's insane. Yeah. And I was like, well, like, I just feel like it's like kind of weird to like flirt. Like, and all my friends are like, are you fucking out of your mind? I'm like, yeah. Well, clearly, like, how do you think I ended up in this fucking situation of being this person? Like,
you know what's funny about
so
that?
So I started a podcast instead.
Yeah. Yeah. So now we just talk about it. But funny enough, all my friends who have like OnlyFans, like, I'm like their ghostwriter and I take so much pride in it. And it's great. Like, it's great because all of them are like, Katie, how the fuck do you do this? And I was like, well, what do you mean? I was like, first of all, 2 p.m. on a Tuesday, Chad, like, I'm not this horny. I'm eating a bagel. You know, like, there's no way that I'm like, oh, yeah, I really want your big dick right now. But I just like can turn it on. And so my friends will literally be like, okay, this guy's gonna pay me like $200 to like talk dirty to him for like 5 minutes. And I was like, okay, I'm in between meetings, like I got like an hour to spare. Like,
I'm hiring you to sex for me.
Yeah, no. And so they're like, we'll literally Venmo you half.
Because I can't.
And it's the best. And they're like, some of my friends are like, Jesus Christ, like how, what do you, what goes through your mind? And I was like, what do you mean?
Sick shit.
I was like, I could be a creative director of your ass. Like, I don't know.
You sound like The Weeknd and like The Idol. I could be a creative director of your ass.
Yes. Yes.
Wait. Did you tell? Did you plug yourself? Plug it or don't.
I don't know. I mean, I'm Katie. I have a normal job.
Is there anything you want to promote? If there's not, it doesn't matter.
Not really, honestly.
I'm just like, fuck it. I'm Katie and like, fuck all you guys. It's fuck all it. Good. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed and even learned a few things. You can catch a new episode of X Version every Friday. In the meantime, follow us for more at Woo More Play. And don't forget to leave a rating and review. We're choosing random reviewers to send free Woo More Play gifts to all the time. Until next time.